They'd begun to talk then, cautiously at first, then in a rush. Sandra's son Tim was nearly 4. He had Downs too, but Sandra hadn't known it. That he was slower to develop than her 3 other children, this she had noticed, but to Sandra, slow was only slow and no excuse for anything. A busy mother, she'd simply expected Tim to do what her other children had done, and if it took him longer, that was all right. He'd been walking by the time he was 2, toilet trained by age 3. The diagnosis had shocked her family. The doctor's suggestion that Tim should be put into an institution had angered her into action. Caroline had listened intently, her heart lifting with every word. They left the library and went for coffee. Caroline would never forget those hours, the excitement she'd felt, as if she were waking from a long, slow dream. What would happen, they conjectured, if they simply went on assuming their children would do everything? Perhaps not quickly, perhaps not by the book. But what if they simply erased those growth and development charts with their precise, constricting points and curves? What if they kept their expectations but erased the timeline? What harm could it do? Why not try? Yes, why not? They'd begun to meet here or at Sandra's house with her older, rambunctious boys. They brought books and toys, research and stories, and their own experiences. Caroline's as a nurse, Sandra's as a schoolteacher and mother of 4. A lot of it was simple common sense. If Phoebe needed to learn to roll over, put a bright ball just out of her reach. If Tim needed to work on coordination, give him blunt scissors and bright paper and let him cut. The progress was slow, sometimes invisible, but for Caroline, these hours had become a lifeline.
"You look tired today," Sandra said.
Caroline nodded.
"Phoebe had croup last night. I don't know how long she'll hold out, actually. Any news about Tim's ears?"
"I like the new doctor," Sandra said, sitting back.
Her fingers were long and blunt. She smiled at Tim and handed him a yellow cup.
"He seemed compassionate, didn't just dismiss us. But the news isn't great. Tim has some hearing loss, so that's probably why his speech has been so slow. Here, sweetie," she added, tapping the cup he'd dropped. "Show Miss Caroline and Phoebe what you can do."
Tim was not interested. The nap of the carpet had his attention, and he ran his hands through it again and again, fascinated and delighted. But Sandra was firm, calm, and determined. Finally, he took the yellow cup, pressed its edge to his cheek for a moment, then put it on the floor and started stacking others in a tower. For the next 2 hours, they played with their children and talked. Sandra had strong opinions about everything and was not afraid to speak her mind. Caroline loved sitting in the living room and talking with this smart, bold woman, mother to mother. These days, Caroline often longed for her own mother, dead almost 10 years now, wishing she could call her up and ask advice or simply stop by to see her hold Phoebe in her arms. Had her mother felt all this, the love and the frustration, as Caroline grew up? She must have. And suddenly Caroline understood her childhood differently. The constant worry about polio, that, in its own strange way, was love. And her father's hard work, his careful concentration on their finances at night, that was love as well.